Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Jeff Cox is the author of many, many, many books on food, wine, gardening, including the best-selling From Vines to Wines and The Organic Cook's Bible. He's hosted a couple of television series, Your Organic Garden, on PBS Markets and Grow It. He was the managing editor of Organic Gardening Magazine for years and currently a contributing editor to Horticulture Magazine and writes for The Art of Eating Magazine. For years, he's written restaurant reviews for different places. And his book, current book is called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods, Jeff Cox. It's published by Avery Books. Thank you for coming on with us here today, Jeff. What is a probiotic, and why have they become so popular?
Well, you know what an antibiotic is. That's something that kills microbes. A probiotic is exactly the opposite. It either is the spores of microbes dried and in capsule form, or even better for you, it's the live culture of bacteria and yeast that ferment certain foods and turn them into delicious things to eat and really healthful foods for our bodies.
And what brought the popularity of them on?
I think it was just the right time. People are becoming wiser about the nature of commercial, conventional food. It really has some serious drawbacks. It's full of chemicals. It's created with pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. The meat is full of antibiotics and hormones. The milk is full of hormones. So I think, you know, the awakening consciousness of just regular folks to good organic food made with none of those substances has created a desire for health through food.
And, all right, here.
Go ahead.
I was going to bring Dr. Mike in. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
So obviously the concept of health through food and fermentation. Now, we all know, I've always known about fermentation from, in fact, thinking about beer, wine. Those are fermented. Tell us what starts the fermentation process? What do we mean by fermentation? And then why doesn't my wine keep fermenting in my bottles?
Okay. Fermentation is really the engine of all life. It's the process whereby microbes take the organic matter from formerly living plants and animals and release their nutrients so that they can be reabsorbed by the currently living crop of plants and animals. And so it is the driving engine of life. It's simply decomposition of organic matter is fermentation.
Well, now, and in fact, don't the bacteria actually take a tax, if you will, on those substances so that they can live? They get their energy from it too.
Well, they proliferate trillions and trillions of them in a glass of kefir or kefir, as people call it. So what you have in with the bacteria and yeast that do the fermenting of our food is we capture the process at the stage where the foods are fermented, but before they begin a decomposition and a rotting process. So we make pickles after 2 or 3 weeks in the pickle jar under the brine, because what you do is you put cucumbers in a crock and make a brine out of salt and water. Keep the cucumbers submerged with something heavy like a freezer bag full of water put on top. And the natural occurring lactobacilli acidophilus that are floating everywhere in the air start the fermentation process automatically. And after 2 or 3 weeks, you have incredibly delicious pickles.
And so in fact, that's one of the things you teach in the book is how to do this yourself. So we should say that your brief description is reproduced in the book. The book is, of course, the Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods. It's by Jeff Cox. And if you want to go to the website, it's a great website. It's called organicfoodguy.com. So, Jeff, talk to us about how it's stopped in wine. So wine is fermentation also, right?
Right.
And so talk to us, tell me about that.
Okay. So what you have is grape juice pressed fresh out of the grapes. And, of course, the yeast occur naturally on the skins, though sometimes, often, winemakers will add a certain kind of yeast that they want for, to get a certain taste in the wine. And so the yeast will start changing the sugars into alcohol. And they'll do this very rapidly. In fact, the must, as the grape juice is called at that stage, actually boils. And, you know, here in wine country in California, workers in the wineries have to be very careful. They don't go down in a low place when the wine is fermenting because it can fill with carbon dioxide, which is the gaseous product of the fermentation. Anyway, what happens is when the wine becomes wine after maybe 10 to 20 days, you filter it or you clean it up by letting the spent yeast fall out of it, and you add a little bit of sodium metabisulfite, the winemakers do, which turns into free sulfur dioxide in the wine, and it kills any microorganisms that may be left. So there's nothing left to spoil the wine. If you would allow the wine to sit out in contact with air, acetobacter that caused vinegar to form would soon colonize it and change the alcohol into vinegar.
And so, vinegar and isn't vinegar isn't all bad, but that's what happens with wine that's opened and left in air. And that's just a process of fermentation, too.
Right. Exactly. But once again, it's a process of stopping the fermentation at a point where the raw materials are rendered healthful and delicious.
I have to laugh. I have an email here from, I'll just give the first name, Greg. And Greg is from someplace in South Carolina. And he says, obviously, we're carried throughout the country and any place that anybody has a computer at radiomd.com. And Greg says, my chosen beverage is bourbon. Is this fermented?
No, it's distilled. And that's a completely different process where you make a mash out of grain, or you can use wine, too, to make brandy. And, it's at the beginning, it's distilled, and the sugars or starches are changed into alcohol, and then you distill it by heating it, and the alcohol goes off first as a gas and then condenses in the distilling apparatus into liquid alcohol, which is captured, put into charred oak barrels to make bourbon, and charred oak barrels to make brandy, too.
Well, let's go back. You've got too much knowledge. I just thought that was a funny. By the way, anybody can send us an email. We've got a bunch of other questions for you on the email line at udocs@gmail.com. We're talking to the Organic Food Guy, www.organicfoodguy.com, Jeff Cox. The book is The Essential Book of Fermentation. So what's the difference, other than the starting ingredients, in fermentation of beer? So it's just the same, it's the same basic process, is that right?
Yes, and what you do to make beer is you take barley and sprout it. And this changes the starches in the barley grain into sugar. And then you dry it and grind it and put it in a tank with yeast, and the yeast changed the sugar to alcohol and carbon dioxide. So you capture that at a certain point in your beer bottle, and you got a nice, fizzy, delicious beverage.
When we come back, I want to talk about the benefits of actually keeping the probiotic with the food. That's one of the real benefits we'll talk about with the Organic Food Guy, Jeff Cox. Joe?
All right, Dr. Mike, thanks. Yes, the book is called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste, Good Health with Probiotic Foods. Jeff Cox, the author. It's published by Avery Books, and more with him and some of your questions for our guest along the email line at udocs@gmail.com as well. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.